Really not much deviation from yesterday, other than one. Orlando Franklin did not participate. Wesley Woodyard was, again, limited. Robert Ayers was, again, limited. The one change was Sylvester Williams was full today. Everybody else was full. Any questions?
Coach, how's Vaughn looked in his first 2 days of practice?
You know, really good. I mean, like I mentioned before, he, you know, he was spending a lot of time with our strength and conditioning people. So fitness-wise, he's in outstanding shape, obviously. You know, he's fresh. This is his opening game of the season. You know, everybody's got little bumps and bruises they deal with. But, you know, so far so good. I liked what I've seen. You wouldn't notice it. I mean, you know, his movement skills and all those things are as I remembered.
With Orlando down, having to shuffle the O-line, is it nice to have a former team captain, Chris Cooper, as the guy, a guy that you can play?
Yeah, like I said, when we pick our team, and we pick 53 guys that we think, you know, in reality, they're all one play away from being the starter. So, you know, you guys go down during the season. We've had our share, and knock on wood. But, you know, those guys step in. The players do a great job, and our coaching staff does a great job of preparing guys for multiple spots.
You guys signed Vasquez. Did you know
we
had that flexibility
there? Yeah. Well, I mean, he's a big physical guy. You know, he's got long arms. You know, he's athletic and big. And so, you know, he and Zane Beatles both, you know, were guys that we worked, you know, at tackle in camp. You know, obviously Winston Justice is new to us, but we've worked him. And, you know, a lot of verbiage in the offensive line historically, maybe more so there than most positions. So, you know, everybody's coming along and they're working very hard at it. And we'll get a chance to put it to a test this Sunday night. I don't think it's so much technique as it is just it all looks different. You know, it's like moving from safety to corner, inside linebacker to outside linebacker. It just the plays come at you different angles and stuff just looks different. So, you know, that's probably a better question for those guys.
Is communication with crowd noise going to be a problem for that offensive line going into this type of environment, do you think?
Yeah, you know, I think anytime you're on the road, it's a problem. You know, I mean, you're not sleeping in your same bed. You got to get on an airplane. It's you know, it's a test, and so we challenge our guys. And, you know, so far we've done pretty well in our first two exhibits on the road. And, you know, but crowd noise is something that you prepare for. And I don't know if you guys are out here when we've got the crowd noise working, but I've never been in a stadium that's as loud as we practice in every day.
You mentioned Monday Malik Jackson got the game ball, and you said he's growing, a young player that's growing. Is the key for him consistency going forward, doing what he did in that one series?
Well, I think the key for all of us is consistency, and this is a league of what have you done for me lately. So, you know, each game is, you know, you're looking to be consistent and consistently getting better, so you're playing your best football at the end of the season.
Why did you pick one this week as one of the weeks to not go with pads?
We were in pads today. We were kind of in both.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.